On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are renewing their appeal for information following a serious crash in the Letterkenny to Remelton Road last week. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating a weekend attack in Buncrana. Two hotels in Donegal are among 10 in the country earning millions by housing Ukrainian refugees. And the chief executive of Fintru in the Northwest says the promised creation of 300 jobs in Letterkenny over the next 5 years is only the start for the company. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news this evening, a motorcyclist remains in hospital following a serious crash on the Letterkenny to Remelton Road on Thursday evening last. The collision involving the motorcycle and a car occurred at around 6:50pm at Cashel Shanahan. Sergeant Eunan Walsh is renewing an appeal for information.
It occurred on the R245 at Cashel Shanahan between the Silver Tassie Hotel and Auchnagaddy on the Letterkenny to Remelton Road. It involved a motorcycle and a car, Donal. The motorcycle was travelling in direction of Letterkenny at the time of the collision, and the car was travelling in the opposite direction towards Remelton. The motorcyclist was taken by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment. He currently remains in hospital. The driver of the car was not injured. So we're appealing to anybody who travelled on the stretch of road around the time and who had a dash cam to make the footage available to Gardaí. And again, appealing for anybody who may have witnessed the collision to contact the Gardaí at Milford 074-91-530-60 or again the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
Gardaí, meanwhile, are appealing for information after a man was injured during a weekend attack in Buncrana. The man was assaulted by three other men outside the Buncrana View Estate at around 1:35am on Sunday. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Anyone who was in the Coghill Road area and witnessed the incident is asked to come forward. Two hotels in Donegal are among 10 hotels in the country earning millions by housing Ukrainian refugees. In total, the government has agreed contracts worth €99 million for private accommodation and services for Ukrainian refugees, with two hotels in Donegal earning a combined total of €6.1 million. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
According to tender documents published by the Department of Integration, McGettigan's Hotel in Letterkenny has been awarded a contract worth €3.7 million. The contract secured by Grand Central Hotel in Bundoran is worth almost €2.5 million for providing the hotel for use as temporary accommodation. 90 tender documents have been signed to date. However, the state are still seeking additional solutions such as housing families on islands. As of last week, 28,000 refugees have been placed in service accommodation since they started arriving in Ireland in early March. Approximately 25,000 hotel rooms are in use across the country.
A statement by the President has been criticised for not directly addressing a letter written by his wife on the war in Ukraine. Sabina Higgins wrote to the Irish Times calling for both Ukraine and Russia to engage in peace negotiations. The letter also appeared on the President's official website but was later removed. A spokesperson for President Higgins yesterday released a statement calling for Russia to immediately withdraw from Ukraine. Fine Gael Senator John McGahan says Michael D. Higgins shouldn't keep ignoring the issue.
The reason it's rolled into Day 5 is because of the President's refusal to answer basic legitimate questions that members of the media have, that people in the Oireachtas have. So the letter and the statement that he put out yesterday in response, I believe that answers nothing. They're still very basic questions. His statement is bland, it's generic. It totally ignores the legitimate and reasonable questions that have been asked since Friday morning.
The chief executive of Fintru in the Northwest says the promised creation of 300 jobs in Letterkenny over the next 5 years is only the start for the company. Greg McCann was speaking ahead of a recruitment evening for the company in Letterkenny's Radisson Hotel on Thursday evening between 6 and 8pm. He says the company is ambitious and establishing a European base in Letterkenny is a very important strategic move which will involve significant investment locally.
We are looking at premises. That's a kind of advanced stage at the moment. Hopefully we'll be able to announce something that soon. In the meantime, we have premises down in HU and Colabs and the units down there. So we're starting with that. With people working from home, we have premises in Derry. We work on the hybrid model at the minute, working very, very well. But yes, we will have premises in Letterkenny. So yeah, we're hugely ambitious for Letterkenny. We see the 300 as just been the start of it.
A cash register and a sum of money has been stolen from a takeaway in Rathmullen. Between 11:40pm on Saturday last and 2:30pm on Sunday, the premises on the Pier Road was broken into. It's believed entry was gained through a side window. No damage was caused within the property. Anyone who witnessed any suspicious activity is urged to contact Gardaí in Milford. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information after a business premises and a van was burgled in Lifford. Two men gained entry to the property in the Haw area on Friday between 2:50 and 3:30am. A red Honda power washer, floor rug, floor lamp, red Oakley sunglasses, a blue North Face jacket, Android AirPods and power banks are among the items stolen. Sergeant Eunan Walsh says they are particularly interested in a vehicle they believe to be linked to the break-in.
Our appeal is for anybody who travelled along the N15 at the time between Castlefin and Lifford and who has dashcam to make the footage available to Gardaí. We're particularly interested in a sighting of a silver Vauxhall Vectra, which we believe is connected to the crime. The parcel registration XLZ, so that's a silver Vauxhall Vectra that was in the area at the time. And again, we're asking for people in the area who may have seen this vehicle or seen anything suspicious.
There's calls for Loch Mourne in East Donegal to be lowered by 1 metre at a cost of around €20 million. Loch Mourne supplies water to the Finn Valley area right down to Lifford, but during the recent spell of good weather, the water level dropped significantly. It had previously been proposed that the loch should be lowered by 1 metre to allow for an increase in supply, but work has yet to be carried out. Councillor Martin Harley says the water level was dangerously low and he believes a €20 million project is required to ensure the supply can cope with demand.
We only got really the tip end of the heat on last Monday. The amount of water that was coming out of the lake was at a massive high level, and if that had gone on for more than a week, there would have been a lot of shutdowns in water supply in the area. So I think we have to be conscious of that going forward, and I just feel that this is a big issue going forward. Back a number of years ago, land was purchased up in that area where they were going to sink the lake by a metre. And this could be going back 10 to 15 years. But nothing has ever happened in the area. So I feel with the current, with the climate, and we talk about climate action all the time, and I do feel that water going forward, water is the new oil going forward. And there'll be massive issues if we don't deal with this now. There's no point waiting till we get a very warm summer. We can't be doing it when the horse is bolted. No point in locking the gate then. The works that need to be done a lot more by lowering the lake by a metre. I think that needs to be done immediately. And we need to get the government to work with Irish Water. And if the government has to give the money to Irish Water to do this work, that needs to be done immediately. The figure that meant that we were told at the time it could cost up to €20 million. If there was no water for a few months, the cost to business would already exceed €20 million. To mention the disruption and to everybody and to householders. So.
A voluntary critical care doctor with the Community Air Ambulance Service says while extending the service to Donegal and the North West would be desirable, securing it would be a very difficult and complex process. Jerry Lane, a former emergency department consultant at Letterkenny University Hospital, says the service is not supported in any way by the state, and securing an air ambulance for the region would require voluntary contributions in the region of €2.5 million a year. He says a cross-border service might be possible, but that would require much discussion. Mr. Lane says the most important thing now is a guarantee of a funding source.
There are cases here in the Northwest where certainly rapid transport will be very valuable, and a helicopter would be an excellent platform for that. We could certainly lease a helicopter, and we could certainly hire a pilot and have the necessary infrastructure to support it. The issue is, how would we actually fund €2.5 million per year on a recurrent basis and keep that funding stream smooth on a voluntary basis? That would mean the community reaching into their pocket, because the clue is in the name. It's a community air ambulance. We could perhaps negotiate with the health service executive, and they would probably assist by manning the helicopter from a professional point of view. So we're not spending money on paying the professionals.
There's a lot of emphasis on cross-border cooperation, particularly in the health service. Now, one would have thought when you're talking about something like a helicopter, if you were to look at, say, Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, and then take in Derry and Tyrone, you're certainly looking at critical mass, you're looking at large population. Does the complexity of the border and the geopolitical reality of that border cause problems if you were talking in terms of a cross-border air ambulance service?
I can't answer that definitively because the cross-border thing is in such an incredible state of flux at the moment. However, if the funding were made available, I do think that people of good intention and calm mind might be able to negotiate a solution that would work in the border area.
A Derry councillor believes the Eurovision final could be hosted within the Derry City and Strabane District Council area in 2023. The 2022 competition was won by Ukraine, but due to the ongoing war, Ukraine cannot host the event. The UK is set instead to host the event, with councils and cities invited to submit applications to host the competition. Alderman Derek Hussey says the event is doable in the district and believes it would benefit the entire North West.
I mean, our events team in Derry City and Strabane Council have a fantastic record of delivering world-class events. I mean, we've only just had the final end of the Maritime Festival, the Clipper Race, etc. Hosting the Foil Cup at the same time. Anyone will tell you the place to be at Halloween is in the city of Londonderry. So when I had this thought, I contacted one of our events team and made the suggestion. The response back was very simply, why not? So, you know, our team in the city and in the district have a can-do attitude. So, as the team themselves say, why should we not consider the feasibility of submitting a bid to host the 2023 Eurovision final?
I mean, if this were to happen, this is going to bring in Donegal and Fermanagh and the wider Tyrone area, because the hotel infrastructure and everything else is going to ensure there is a payback for the entire region and further beyond.
Absolutely. You rightly point out the capacity will be needed, but the capacity is there not necessarily within our own district, but throughout the entire Northwest, and indeed moving into Causeway Coast and Glens. So, although we would be the focus of the bid, it has economic benefit and social benefit to the entire Northwest, which is to be welcomed.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Bonagie United will host Damien Duff's Shelburne at the Dry Arch Park in the second round of the FAI Senior Cup at the end of August. The draw made today has handed Bonagie with a dream draw for the Ulster Senior League side, who will be at home against Premier Division opposition. Well, Bonagie manager Jason Gibson, speaking to Oisin Kelly, says everyone at the club is delighted with the draw.
It's lucky chance. It's been nothing but happy, Oisin. Look, we come out of the hat first of all the team, so you're just happy right home draw, and then when Shelburne come out of a club of that stature, you're delighted. As I say, when you get to the stages of this competition, it really is about showcasing the club and what they've done there over a long number of years. And I suppose from my own point of view, the football side is the real difficult part. You know, you're going to have to set your side out a certain way and try and restrict them as best you can. Like, but as I say, it's more so about the club. I was just texting Lawrence there, the groundsman, and telling him to get her ready again, which, you know, rightly, never be in doubt. But nah, look, it's great for Bonagie as a club. A few weeks now, and as I say, there'll be a buzz about the lads in training, and you know, as I said, committee around the club, you know, making whatever wee tweaks or whatever we need to do, which I don't think will be too much in there. It's grand as it is, but there'll be certain wee things they have to do. So look, it's just great to have a preparation like that and a game to look forward to if it's stature.
Jason Gibson there. Derry City, they'll also be at home in the next round of the Cup. They host Cork City at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. All the second round matches will be played over the last weekend in August. The full draw was today. Bonagie United against Shelburne. Lucan against the Bohemians, who were last season's beaten finalists. Drogheda play Shamrock Rovers. Derry City against Cork City. Galway United against UCD. Maynooth University Town against Treaty United. Wexford FC against Dundalk. And Malahide United against Waterford FC. Well, Shamrock Rovers know what awaits them in Europe, regardless of the results against Scoopy over the next week. Should they beat the North Macedonian champions, the Hoops will play either Quarabag or Ferencváros in the playoff round of the Europa League. Lose and they'll play either Balkany from Kosovo or Iceland's Key in the conference playoffs. Should St. Pat's defeat CSKA Sofia in the third qualifying round of the Conference League, they'll play one of Basel or Brøndby. And the potential reward for Sligo Rovers fending off Viking is a tie with either Dunajská Streda of Slovakia or Romania's FCSB. Elsewhere on the pitch tonight, Rangers, they begin their Champions League qualification process. The Scottish runners-up are away to last season's surprise package in Belgium, Union SG. In transfer fair news across channel, Jurgen Klopp says Diogo Jota's contract extension at Liverpool is brilliant news for the club. The Portuguese forward has signed a new 5-year deal to keep him at Anfield until 2027. And Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny says he hopes to have a new assistant coach appointed by the end of next month. John Eustace left for the manager's job at Birmingham City barely 3 months after joining Kenny's backroom staff. Ireland face Scotland and Armenia in the Nations League next month, with Kenny wanting to secure second place in the group.
We still have the opportunity to finish second in the group. It'd be difficult to win the group from this position. So I think we still have the opportunity. So, you know, so that's the way we have to approach it. Second in the group can still, we're not certain it would give you a playoff for the Euros, but depending on how results go, we can get you a playoff for the Euros as well.
In athletics, Tyrconnell AC's Lucy McGlynn begins her World Under 20 Athletic Championship journey shortly in Colombia. The 17-year-old sprinter will be involved in the sixth heat of the 400 metres hurdles, and she's due on the track in Cali just after 6 o'clock Irish time. The first three in each heat and the six fastest losers qualify for the semi-finals. Lucy will also run in the 100 metres hurdles heats on Thursday. Her coach Eamon Harvey is also in Colombia, as is Finn Valley's Neil Martin, who is the Irish team manager. In golf, Tiger Woods refused an offer of $750 million to join the Saudi-funded LIV Golf. The Breakaway Tour CEO Greg Norman revealed the offer in an interview with Fox News. Norman says Woods was approached by the Saudis prior to him becoming CEO. And the Renaissance Club will host the Genesis Scottish Open for the next 4 years. The East Lothian course has been the venue for the last five editions of the Scottish Open, the most recent of which was won by Xander Schauffele last month. Porrick Harrington is a consultant for the design of the Renaissance Club's championship course. In rugby, former Italy head coach Franco Smith is the new head man in charge of Glasgow Warriors. He takes over from Danny Wilson on a 2-year contract. The Scottish outfit begin their new United Rugby Championship season against Benetton next month. Finally, in American football, Lewis Hamilton has taken a stake in American football franchise Denver Broncos. He's joined the NFL side's new ownership group, teaming up with the Walton Penner family, who took over in June in a deal reportedly worth €4.5 billion. They say they're delighted to have Hamilton joining them, describing him as a champion competitor. That's all your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, four parish priests in the Diocese of Raphoe are set to retire at the end of this month. The clerical changes are part of the diocese's pastoral plan, and Bishop Al McGuckian says in the coming months a director of pastoral renewal will be appointed to help move forward with the plan. Bishop McGuckian says this year's changes are impacted by the recent and unexpected death of Father Brian Quinn. The new appointments will take effect on August the 20th and 21st. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Father Kieran Harkin becomes parish priest at the Church of the Irish Martyrs. Father Evan Cannon becomes PP of Ardra following the retirement of Dean Austin Laverty. Father Sean O'Gallagher will retire as PP in Gortha-Horrock, with Father Donico O'Boyle taking over. He also takes over the parish of Tory Island. Father Michael McKeever becomes PP in Garden and Termon, with Father Pat McHugh set to retire there. Following the retirement of Father Padraig O'Boyle in Gwydor, Father Brian O'Farrey will take over. Father Johnny Moore becomes PP in Dunloe. Father Philip Kemmy is the new PP for Newton Cunningham and Killay, while Father Brendan Ward moves to become curate in Gwydor and chaplain of Pobleskull Gwydor. Father Kazito Kalamira from Uganda becomes curate in Cornwall and Leck. The new priest in residence in Termon will be Father John Atto from Nigeria. Father Dominic Thumkusi, on loan from India, has been confirmed as curate at the Church of the Irish Martyrs and chaplain of the Syro-Malabar community.
A new primary care centre has opened today in Newton Cunningham. While the state-of-the-art facility is up and running, work will continue to ensure once complete a wide range of services will be available. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Paul Canning, says the Castle Medical Centre will serve the entire south of the peninsula.
This facility is a major improvement to what we had in the village, along with better and more safer car parking, because we were up at the top of the town. We were confined for space. Also, I would like to give a special thank you to the neighbours within close proximity to the centre for their patience in allowing the development to advance. So they had a lot of heartache and what have you that comes with the contract, and it's great to see that they showed their patience and not one of them said anything wrong, you know, so they allowed the development to proceed.
And this will be a vital hub for the people of Newton Cunningham in terms of health provision.
Yeah, it will be probably a work in progress with an aim to get as many services catered for within the building that will ultimately serve the wider community of South and Inishowen. Now, again, also a special thank you to the team that have provided a great service to our community up until now and wish them well in their new surroundings. We have a great team down there in the health centre, so it's great to see the facility now coming up to spec with the actual services.
Part of the North Donegal coast has been identified as a potential new marine protected area. It's one of 16 areas in Irish waters recognised as a high biodiversity area of interest by Fair Seas. Basking sharks are known to frequent waters around Malin Head, with bottlenose dolphins and harbour porpoises found along the north coast year-round, with particularly high numbers at the mouth of Loch Swilly. Fair Seas Communications Officer Jack O'Donovan says the region is an important area for biodiversity.
Within the area of interest in the north coast, we've identified groups of up to 75 basking sharks have been seen together in a single sighting. So it's identified as a very important area for basking sharks. And as well as that, there's a lot of other species that visit the coast of Donegal and species that stay around all year long.
Weather now breezy and mostly cloudy for the rest of today, with isolated patches of light rain giving way to scattered showers this evening. Lowest temperatures tonight of 12 to 14 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, a motorcyclist remains in hospital following a serious crash on the Letterkenny to Remelton Road on Thursday evening last. The collision involving the motorcycle and a car occurred at around 6:50pm at Cashel Shanahan. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information after a man was injured during a weekend attack in Buncrana. The man was assaulted by three other men outside the Buncrana View Estate at around 1:35am on Sunday. Two hotels in Donegal are among 10 in the country earning millions by housing Ukrainian refugees. In total, the government has agreed contracts worth €99 million for private accommodation and services for Ukrainian refugees, with two hotels in Donegal earning a combined total of €6.1 million. And the chief executive of Fintry in the Northwest says the promised creation of 300 jobs in Letterkenny over the next 5 years is only the start for the company. Greg McCann was speaking ahead of a recruitment evening for the company at the Radisson Hotel in Letterkenny on Thursday evening between 6 and 8pm. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, August the 2nd. The death has taken place of Evelyn Doherty, née Martin, Listillion Glenealy. Removal tonight from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, at 9 o'clock going to her home. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Boken Kildaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Evelyn's funeral mass can be viewed on kildaffparish.com. The death has taken place of John Henry, 134 The Cottages, Redcastle. Visiting today at Liam Collins's funeral premises, Kildaff, from 6 until 8 o'clock. Removal from Collins's funeral premises tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, going to his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church Strong, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time from 10 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member. John's funeral mass can be viewed live on stclumbasdrong.net. The death has taken place of John Carolyn, 200 Longland Road, Clonmel, County Derry, reposing at his late residence. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving his late residence at 10:10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahibrack. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please, and donations if desired in lieu to Northern Ireland Ambulance Service or Air Ambulance NI, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Thomas Willie Joe McGilla Bride, Cochin Derry Beg, formerly Gola Island. His remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home Derry Beg today until 6:45. Removal afterwards to St Mary's Church Derry Beg to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Anthony Tony Boyle, Lower Kedgeree, wake ongoing at his home with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. House strictly private on the morning of the funeral, please. And the death has occurred of Noel Dooley, 9 Millbrook Heights, Navaney, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, with visiting this evening from 6 until 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler. Cremation afterwards at Glasnevin Crematorium, Dublin. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.